Labuschagne on 99. Seals on the way to him. Bowls here. Labuschagne goes back and cuts his way to a century. Out towards the rope. Will just about make it all the way for four. And it does. It's summer and the weather's fine. For Labuschagne, that means tons. It's Marnus the machine. His eighth test ton, seventh in Australia. Second here at Perth and first against the West Indies. What a way to start summer, 22-23 for the Queenslander, Australia's number three.
Not bad, averaging 54 in Test cricket, batting at number three, as we welcome in Simon Kadich, who's in the commentary box over there at Optus Stadium. Morning, Simon.
Good morning, guys.
You would good timing over in Perth to watch the Socceroos. You would have been up at 11 o'clock last night, wouldn't you?
Of course you were.
Not when I woke up at 3:30 a.m. from the jet lag. I was snoring by 9 p.m. last night. It was a long day. So, unfortunately, I've had to wake up and see the result this morning. I didn't watch it live.
Fair enough. Marnus's knock, he's such a fascinating player. And it's not taking anything away from him. But at times, is Marnus a slightly fortunate batsman, Simon?
Oh, look, I think every batsman that faces, you know, the volume of balls he did yesterday, what's it, 270 balls or something like that, you're going to need a little bit to go your way, particularly on day one of a test where there's 10 mils of grass on the wicket and there was just a little bit on offer when they hit the seam. So, look, I think, yes, he's had a little bit of luck at times, and I know there's been times in the past where he's been dropped or had a bit of fortune, but I think most test batsmen need that at different times. But I think what he is a very, very good player. And, you know, to bat at number three, he's become, you know, almost the rock that everyone bats around the last few years here. I mean, obviously, a couple of years ago when he sort of burst onto the scene and was so dominant after that 2019 Ashes, you know, Steve Smith sort of fell away a little bit because he was sitting in the sheds all day watching Marnus and Davey Warner bat. So, look, I think he was excellent yesterday. He was circumspect early, and then once he got going after lunch break, he really made the West Indies pay when they erred with their line and length.
What might it mean for the rest of his summer, Simon, getting a big start to a series like this?
Yeah, look, I think he'll put it in context. I think he knows that this is a youngish, developing West Indian attack. They had the experience of Roach there, but I think the others are quite young in a way. I mean, young Joseph and Jaden Seals are still very early in their test careers. Jason Holder was probably a little bit below his best yesterday. He looked like he had a little bit of a niggle. Didn't play in Canberra in the PM's 11 games. I'm not sure if he's carrying something, but he was sort of more a containing role yesterday. And they don't really have a frontline spinner when they were asking Roston Chase to bowl through the middle yesterday. So, look, he made the most of that. And not taking anything away from him because he played very, very well. But I think there'll be a sterner attack waiting in South Africa come the Gabba test.
Simon, did the wicket not do as much as people thought it would do, or did the West Indies just not bowl enough good balls?
No, I thought they bowled pretty well. They just, as I mentioned earlier, it's still a developing team and quite an inexperienced attack. So there were times where they probably did attack with the fields they had, but they didn't quite back it up with the length that they bowled, particularly early with that first sort of 20 to 30 overs. They were probably fractionally wide and probably just a fraction short. And when they started to get that little bit fuller, that's when Mayers got the result, getting the nick of Usman Khawaja just in, you know, in that middle session. So, yeah, on a whole, they were probably a little bit disappointed. They were just off, but that can happen when, you know, you've got players playing here for the first time. But not taking anything away, I thought the Australian top order, it's highly experienced. Davey Warner obviously missed out, but the other three looked in very, very good touch. And they know how to bat in these conditions, so they made it very difficult for the West Indians.
Simon, Khawaja at 36, 1,000 test runs in the calendar year. He was speaking, I think it was to the team on 7 after the day's play, and he said, it might have even been during it, actually, one of those interviews you're doing now in the down in the rooms with the players. And he said he's learned to kind of let it go a bit. He doesn't hang on as tight when he's out there and more take it. Whatever the game gives me, I'm happy to take it these days. And that's led to him, you know, sort of having the sort of second half of his career that he's having. Does that make sense to you?
Complete sense. I lived it myself at the back end of my career as well. I think once you let go and you realise that, you know, you're playing like you are when you're a kid, you've got that mindset that you're just going to go out there and enjoy the occasion for what it's worth because you know it's your last crack at Test cricket. And I think he's doing exactly that. I remember talking about it with him last year when he got back in Sydney, and you know, having played with him in club cricket many, many moons ago and knowing him so well, I've got no doubt this is all about mindset. Yeah. He hasn't changed his game. He's just going out there with the freedom and knowing that he's just going to enjoy it for what it is. He's, you know, he's a family man now with a couple of young daughters and just loving the fact that he didn't expect to get back in and play Test cricket again, and now he's just going to enjoy the occasion.
We're having a discussion out the back before the show, Simon. Bowlers in Test cricket, when it's not going their way, the batsmen are on top. Do bowlers try enough? You know, variations. You see it in T20 cricket, one day cricket, a lot of slower balls, and they're almost trying something different every ball. Not that you can do that in Test cricket, but do you think bowlers overall try enough when things are going against them in a game of cricket? Not just changing a field or going around the wicket, for example, but trying enough variations with their actual bowling.
Yeah, it's a good point. I think we do see a lot of variations in the shorter forms of the game, trying things and mixing pace and coming over and around the wicket. I think there was a sameness to the West Indian attack yesterday, and that's purely because of the balance of their team. As I mentioned, they don't really have a frontline spinner, so that made it difficult for them. Then they had all right-arm bowlers, so they didn't have a left-armer to be able to maybe change the angle to a certain batsman, being left or right-handed. The other thing that stood out was they really were aggressive with their fields and having, you know, probably four slips for most of the day. The problem with that is sometimes that then means the bowler, you know, doesn't have that extra fielder on the leg side, and they get in the channel and bowl a bit wide of off stump because they're worried they're going to get picked off through the leg side. So I think at times, you know, the bowling in terms of the line and length didn't match up to what they probably needed to do with the field. And when that's out of sync, then it means that the batsman can prey on that, and Marnus did it beautifully. He just waited till they came straighter, then picked them off through a vacant leg side, and then when they're in the channel, he just, you know, sat and waited.
I'm going to guess that the conditions are a bit similar today than what we saw yesterday. I'm sure you'll tell me if that's not the case. If it is to be that, Simon, what would you be saying to the... What do the West Indies need to do in maybe the first hour today to avoid this being just an absolute horror show by the time we get to the end of the second day?
Yeah, it's a good question. I mean, normally here in Perth, it's a beautiful blue sky, but as I speak, it is cloudy and grey overhead. So, you know, it'd be interesting to see where this cloud cover stays around for the start of play, because the West Indies have got that second new ball. It's only, I think, 8 overs old at the moment. And I think they probably missed a little trick. What I would do if I was them was that the most dangerous bowler yesterday, Kyle Mayers, who threatened and bowled that fuller length, and we saw it on the pitch maps throughout the coverage, was that he was able to swing the ball because he's a little bit slower, but he presented a challenge and they didn't use him with the second new ball. I think Craig Brathwaite's still a young captain. He's only just taken over the role from Jason Holder this year, and he just went back to his two opening bowlers from earlier in the day, but he didn't probably take into account who the best bowler was, and I thought it was Kyle Mayers. So I'd like to see him start. And then late yesterday, Jason Holder bowled an absolute peach of the ball to Labuschagne that pitched and left him. So, you know, maybe does he start with the new ball and give him that, you know, responsibility, given that he was the captain, and back him in and say, right, you lead the way this morning, try and give us a wicket or two. And then he can go back to his quick bowlers if he wants. But while this ball's new, probably give it to the two guys that are going to present the seam and swing it more than anyone else.
Simon, thanks for your time. We know you've got other commitments. We look forward to tuning in from 12 o'clock today.
My pleasure, guys.